Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Vix the Angel of Metal, your host for The Killer Show, and live on Preston FM. We have got a great show for you today, and a very special show, because we've got Michael Wilton, the whip himself of Queensryche. He is absolutely rocking. We're going to be chatting to him on the phone, and stay tuned for some more great tunes and see what the whip has to say. All right, everybody, this is Vix, and I've got on the line Michael Wilton from Queensryche. Hello?
Well, hello, everybody. This is Michael Wilton from Queensryche, guitar player.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. I'm in Seattle, Washington, getting ready for the upcoming American Soldier Tour with Queensryche.
Awesome. Well, right now we're going to be playing some Queen Innuendo. I believe it is one of your favorite Queen songs.
Yes, Innuendo. Actually, we recorded on our Take cover album, which was a cover album, and I chose this song actually, and I love this song by Queen.
Awesome. Well, we're going to be talking to you about your latest album from Queensryche, American Soldier, and as well about your solo projects and your clothing line, and also your alcohol as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Cool. Well, we're going to get back to the music, people, and Michael is going to stay on the line, and all's good here on The Killer Show, so stay tuned, everybody. We're not gone yet. Hells yeah, everybody, that was Queen Innuendo, and I've got on the line Michael Wilton, the whip himself from Queensryche. Hello.
Hello, everybody in the UK.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just had my double espresso shot of coffee, so getting my caffeine injection.
Cool. Don't become an addict.
Well, you have to in Seattle.
Cool. So let's talk about your latest album that's going to be coming out on the 31st of March, which happens to be my birthday, my 19th birthday. So are you going to send it to me for my birthday?
Well, congratulations there, Miss X. That's great.
So what about the present?
What would you like?
I want a Queensryche CD. That's what I want.
Oh, of course. I'm sure.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the CD then. It's a concept album which was inspired by veteran stories, you know, from like the wars, and it, you know, and examines the consequences from war and soldier, and it's from a soldier's perspective.
That's true, yeah. This American Soldier was started as a conceptual idea, and the beginning premise was brought on by singer Jeff Tate, who has interviewed various people in the military, and we've noticed over the tours that a lot of the fans that come to our shows are actually in the military all over the world, and so this brought on the great idea, the conceptual idea, and the premise was, you know, to make this stories, actual stories from the soldiers, and not a biased opinion from the band here or there, and so that was the seed that was sown, and we built it from there.
Also on the album, it actually features a real soldier singing on the album, as well as like snippets from, you know, Jeff's interviews with the soldiers.
Yes, that is true. Jeff Tate basically interviewed lots of people in the military, and a few of them actually made it onto the recording. A energetic guy named AJ, and you will actually see him on the upcoming tour.
Seriously?
Yes.
In the UK?
Hopefully we'll get to the UK. I mean, right now we're just scheduled for 8 weeks in the US, and then dates are coming together for Europe and the UK.
Okay. Why did you decide to write a album that was about, like, the war stories?
Basically, it was just there, and it was basically just handed to us as an idea, you know? It was just collective thought, and when you get an idea like that, it's a spark of imagination, and you have to run with it. And since everybody in the band agreed upon it, you know, we thought it was a good way to go. Queensryche has always been great at doing conceptual ideas and putting those together, because we've done a few in the past, and this seemed like a logical idea.
That's pretty cool. Well, we're going to hear the first release, the single from the album, which is called If I Were King, and you can actually purchase this on iTunes in the UK and also in the US. So we're going to listen to this fantastic tune, and it is actually quite moving. You made my mum cry when she listened to this song.
Yes, a lot of the stories and bits in this album will actually touch a lot of people.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to this song, and Mike is going to stay on the line, and we're going to be talking about some of his solo stuff and also his whipwear clothing. So stay tuned, people, and this song is called If I Were King. That was Queensryche with If I Were King, and that is off their album, which is going to be released on my birthday, so you can all buy me a copy. I might have like thousands of them, but I don't care. It's out on the 31st of March, and the album is called American Soldier, and I've got the whip on the phone from Queensryche, Michael Wilton. Hello?
Well, hello there. I'm so happy it's your birthday on our release date.
It's great stuff. I love having release dates on my birthday.
Yes.
It's an extra reason to party.
Yes, you will get a surprise from the whip.
Okay, as long as I don't get hurt.
No. it's gentle, don't worry.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about your solo project. It was called Soulbender, and I believe that you're going to be working with Rat Pack Records from America, and it's going to have guests on the album?
Yes, well, Soulbender's a project that I started in Seattle, and it actually blossomed quite well. And we just basically did local shows on the west coast of the United States and did that for a while, and then kind of my off time from Queensryche. And then now, since I've hooked up with the people at Rat Pack Records, I'll be doing a solo project as well. And been working on that on my wee hours of my own time. And, I hope to have a guest singer as my friend Ripper, who, that's Tim Owens, the guy that took Halford's place on Judas Priest, and got Ronnie Monroe from Metal Church, and then all my friends on guitar. I will have solos from various artists, who I'm connected with a lot through ESP Guitars, hopefully Gus G and Alexi, and George Lynch and the whole clan, as well as other friends that I know. So, just keeping busy.
Sounds like you're being very, very busy. But, I mean, like you said, you do it in your own spare time, when you're not doing Queensryche. And, what does it mean to you when you can just, sit back and just basically have your own creative space?
Basically, I think it's very healthy for a musician, especially one that's had the longevity that we've had. It kind of puts you out of your box, and you look at different styles of music, things that interest you, and actually I think it helps energize what you do with your original job, which for me is Queensryche. So when I come back into it, I have a fresher perspective, and I think that's worked well, and it just variety is very good, and that definitely keeps the creative spark in the cerebral area going.
Pretty cool. Why did you choose Rat Pack Records for your project?
Basically, I wanted to support in the USA the independent release markets, the indie labels, basically, and do this from the ground up. Staying closer to the street and just being more organic with it and starting from that era, just rather than trying to shop all day for a major label, which, they're not signing anything because actually they're cutting people's jobs as we speak. But being friends with the owner of Rat Pack, it's a very nice offer, and it's exciting. These are exciting times to get started and get your seeds planted.
Cool. Well, let's talk clothes. I love talking about clothes. How about you?
Yes, clothes. Okay, you know, you've heard of my clothing line is called Whipwear, and it's shopwhipwear.com. And basically, this was an idea from some of the road crew guys touring, saying, yeah, you have some buxom ladies in front of you and everything, and, you know, my nickname is the Whip, and, hey, you know, look at those whiptresses. And so that kind of started this thing, and then some people made some T-shirts and said, hey, check this out, you know, maybe you should do this, and it just kind of blossomed, and now it's just kind of a fun side thing that I've done, and it's turned into a growing venture, which I hope to get distributed into stores that are still open. And but online, I've got new ideas and new things. You know, a cool bunch of people that are working with me and helping me. So,
what can you get on this clothing line? Is it just specifically for like T-shirts, or can you get like hoodies and shirts and pants and whatnot?
Oh, basically, it started out as T-shirts, and you know, and then we went to you know, panties for girls, and so G-strings and caps, and we're working on the hoodies, but it's just a matter of getting the right designs and the right artwork, and so that's been kind of the snag lately. It's just I can be a bit picky in my selection of art, but anyway, that's but we're looking at expanding into that area.
Cool.
Where there's more clothing on the body, I guess.
Okay. Do you have a partner in crime in this, or do you do all the design work and the whole business stuff by yourself?
Well, basically, I have some friends that kind of do the overseeing of the internet and the shipping. But basically, as far as the artwork, it's all subbed out. It's you know, people from local art schools and you know, just giving them a chance. Hey, you want to design something? So it's all subbed out.
Well, that's good that you extend it to like art students and design students who probably don't know how to go around it to do something like this. It's like you're helping the community.
Yeah, well, it's a learning process for me, because you know, it's learning. Okay, printers want it in a certain format, and it's like, oh, what's Adobe Illustrator? Oh boy. I know what Pro Tools is, it's really cool. And then, you know, it gives them for their resume for getting a real job, like, you know, whatever.
Well, I think if the employer, when they do actually go and get a job, and they're in the interview saying, "Oh yeah, I worked for Michael Wilson of Queensryche, and the boss seems to be a fan," then I think they're in good stead.
Hey, you know, it's all about making contacts, isn't it? It's who you know.
Actually, yeah, I'm starting to believe that statement. Anyway, well, we're going to have a song break. We're going to be playing one of my favourite songs. It's called I Don't Believe in Love, which is, well, actually, I do believe in love, but, you know, that's what the song title is called. And we're going to be talking to Michael about alcohol. We're not alcoholics. We're not going to be doing a support group, but we're going to be talking about his absinthe and gin that's going to be coming out soon. So get back to the music. Everybody, that was I Don't Believe in Love by Queensryche off their Operation Mindcrime album, which actually is my favourite. And I have got the founding member of Queensryche, the Whip himself, Michael Wilson. Hello.
Well, hello there. Yes, I love that song as well. It's very fun to play as well.
Yeah. Well, I asked Pamela about recording the Operation Mindcrime as well, because it is quite a touchy subject about the storyline as well.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, it's amazing that Operation Mindcrime is you know, a couple decades old, and it's like it's just become this mainstay favorite for everybody. It's, you know, we're just excited that everybody wants to keep hearing the songs, believe me.
Now, I don't want to sound like an alcoholic or anything, but tell me about the absinthe and gin, which when you told me off air is actually out. But I went around a few shopping centres and alcohol stores and I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. So I am not an alcoholic. I don't like drinking much. Okay, but I do drink a bit. But tell me about basically brewing your own brew.
Yeah, basically, out here in Seattle, there's a distillery called Pacific Distilleries that's in the warehouse district, which I met with the owner, and basically he ordered a absinthe still from Spain and had it flown over, and he searched all over Europe for the original recipes for absinthe, and you know, that's basically all the urban legends of green fairies and cutting your ears off. That's all just BS. It's not true. True Pernod and absinthe is actually a lovely, wonderful sipping alcoholic beverage, which has only become legal in the United States. It's been legal for 1 year, and what I've found out, because I wasn't a big fan of that, and like you, I don't drink too much. But anyway, the absinthe is purely the best botanicals and the finest wormwood, which is one of the ingredients, Roman wormwood and everything, is just so organic and it blended so well. I've tried other absinthes and they just fail in comparison miserably to this. I mean, it's a lot of it's just it's a masterpiece, and I know I'm shouting out shameful plugs here, but it's for anyone that's really had the pure absinthe. You know, first of all, you have to dilute it because it's 126 proof, and some people put a little sugar in it, but basically you sip that and you get this euphoric feeling. And it's like an energetic feeling. It's not like a lazy kind of drunk feeling.
Not the Red Bull or, you know, Monster drink kind.
Yeah, it's not the Red Bull or, you know, Jägermeister. It's this stuff is it awakens your mind. And what's great about this is the next morning you wake up and you have no hangover.
I like it already.
And you know, you're a little thirsty, but there's none of that Jägermeister that sticks with you for 2 days. The stuff is really good, and also the gin is of the, you know, the pure botanical sense, and I'm not even a fan of gin. I don't like gin. I've had horrible, horrible experiences with gin, and I was just blown away by this. You know, you understand when it's made correctly, and there's no shortcuts. It's alcohol is actually very enjoyable. It tastes really good. There's no bad byproducts, and so yeah, that's in a nutshell. That's basically the absinthe and gin that I'm promoting, and we're getting out. We've just released it into the state of Washington, which is the laws and restrictions are ridiculous. You know, it's probably easier to open up a nuclear facility than it is to produce some alcohol. All the liquor stores, we call them, and bars, which you call pubs and everything, they're all starting to stock it, and it's really doing well. So, you know, check out, it's pacificdistilleries.com. But, yeah, just stay tuned. You know, we're working on trying to get it out of the country. It's a real sticky situation here with the word absinthe. You know, it conjures up different ideas with the officials.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's only been legal in the States for about a year now, and I know you can buy it at some exclusive stores in the UK, not like I've tried it or anything, but why did you decide to make your own brew, and, you know, why did you get involved?
Basically, I was so intrigued with the process And, you know, I've never made my own alcohol or botanicals or oils or anything like that. And I saw the process and what a artistic way of producing something that can taste so great from the ingredients which come from the earth. It's just, it really intrigued me.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. So when are you coming to the UK? Because I'm dying to see you guys live.
Yes, well, right now we've booked a 7-week tour in the United States to start off the American Soldier Tour, and after that I know they're putting dates together in Europe, so I'm hoping there's some dates in the UK that happen, and, you know, we'd love to get back and tour all of Europe and the UK again like we did a year ago and bring this show, because this is a really fun album to play live. It translates really well live, and I want everybody to come see it and hear it.
Unfortunately, we're going to leave it there. I would like to thank you, Michael, for taking time out to do this interview. To check out the man himself, you can check him out on the MySpace, so myspace.com/Michael Wilton, or you can go onto his official website, michaelwilton.com, and, of course, check out the band Queensryche on queensryche.com. Thank you, Michael, again for doing this interview, and I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I sure did, and thank you to you, and wonderful birthday on the 31st, and enjoy the new Queensryche record, and thank you everybody who's listening out there.
Cool. Well, we're going to be playing one of my favorite songs. This song inspired me to be the best I can. Okay, that was Queensryche, The Best That I Can, off their Empire album. I'd like to thank Michael again for coming on the show. He's a classic guy, and you were very lucky if you were just tuned in then. But to check out more in the Dude, I'll reiterate the links. So myspace.com/Michael Wilton, michaelwilton.com, and also, of course, queensryche.com.